Well, praise the Lord. It's glad to be in church.
Amen.
I've been good to you this week.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. God touched your body this week.
Yes.
We have all, that'll be all the music for right now. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Enjoy the music today. You have your Bible. Turn with me. I told somebody before I got here to the pulpit today. I said, I don't know. We just don't get whatever God wants us to have today because give me no notes to go with it. So, give me what God's Word says today.
All right.
Thank God. Turn with me to 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter. Stole their joy.
That's right.
Stole their worship.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard to worship when you're going through a battle real bad.
Amen.
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 And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag. On the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They knew not any, they slew not any, neither great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city. Everybody said they came home. And behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive. Hinnom, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. If I say he was distressed.
Distressed.
For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, and every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm going to encourage myself. In the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar, the priest, Amalek's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue.
Yes.
For thou shalt surely overtake them.
Thank God.
Without fail, recover
without
all.
Fail, fail.
So David went, and somebody said he didn't just sit there.
That's right.
He didn't sit
there. He and his 600 men that were with him came to the brook Besor,
right,
where those that were left behind stayed.
Yes.
And David pursued, and he and 400 men, for 200 to go behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field. Somebody say, God always has a plan.
God always has a plan.
And he brought him to David, and he gave him bread, and he did eat. And they made him drink water. And they gave him a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. And he had eaten no bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. And David said unto him, to whom belongest thou? And whence art thou? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant of the Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days are gone. I fell sick. And he made an invasion upon the south of Keratites and upon the coast that belonged to Judah, and upon the south of Caleb. And we burned Ziklag with fire. I can just see some hatred building up right now. David said unto him, canst thou bring me down to the company? And he said, swear unto me by God that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hand of my master. And I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all of the earth, eating and drinking, dancing, because of all of the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them. Somebody said, I'm going to kill my enemy.
And kill my enemies.
From the twilight even until the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. Let's pray. Father, we come to you today. We thank you for your word, Lord. We ask you now that you would help us, Lord, and speak to our mind, and
yes,
God, help us to minister,
yes,
God, your word,
yes, Lord,
say what you want us to say today. We give you praise and glory and honor in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. If I could take a little thought for this message today, it would be this, that I would speak to you. It's still mine.
Yeah.
It is still mine.
Mm-hmm.
When the enemy comes to take away what God has given you, You need to make up your mind and say, it's still mine.
Right.
It's still mine today. I come to tell the church, amen, you've allowed the enemy, amen, to take away the things that God has given to you. Amen. You've allowed him to get in your way of your worship and your running this race. How many know we're all in a race today? And we're running for our lives. I can see David as they came back to Ziklag. They had just been out in battle. They were fighting and everybody was working with David. And amen, he's our leader. He's our king. He's our friend. And we'll fight for him till we die. Amen. We'll stand beside you, David. But when they got back home and found their homes, amen, burnt to the ground, amen, I can see them. The Bible said that they wept and cried until they could not cry no more. Has anybody ever been there? Have you ever cried until you couldn't cry no more? Amen. And I can see him. I can even see David. Maybe he's got his head tucked down between his knees. Amen. I've lost my wives. I've lost everything. I'm out there fighting the enemy for the Lord. And here I am. I've lost everything that I've got. And I come to tell somebody today, it's time to get up and quit crying. Come on, somebody. I said, it's time to get up and quit crying. There's no time to cry now. Now, God, you better cry out to God if you cry out anything. But I see David, amen, as the men, amen, were weeping, and they cried so long that they didn't have no strength left. Amen, 200 of them couldn't even go and get their own wives and their children. They had to stay back by the brook, amen, because somebody had to fight for them. I'm telling you today, I've had to fight for somebody. Hello, somebody. I've had to fight for somebody. I've had to fight for my children. I've had to fight for this church. I've had to fight for somebody. And it's time that the enemy knows that we're not a quitter, that we're about to fight a battle in this end like we've never seen before. And we're coming through it in victory. As the song was saying today, victory. Amen. Victory is mine. Amen. If I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory is mine. David began to, amen, to sit there. He said, Lord, these men were with me in battle, and they were ready, amen, to give their lives for me. But now they're ready to take my life. What do you want me to do? What can I do? I need to find my wives. They need to find their children. Amen. And can I tell you today, amen, we need to find our children today.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I said we need to find our children. Amen. We know where they're at physically, but we need to find where they are spiritually, where they are with God. Amen. And whatever we got to do, whatever enemy we got to fight to get them. Some of you here today, you have had to go through a battle in the last year or so, and you've wondered in your mind, you wondered, God, was it really my fault? But you come today with the mindset, I'm going to hold on to this unchanging hand. I'm going to hold on to God with everything I got in me. And I'm going and I'm taking back what the devil tried to take from me. Amen. See, what he tried to take, he tried to take your home from you. He not only tried to take your home, but he tried to take your spirit with God from you. But he can't take it today because you're a child of the King. Amen. The enemy, he can only do what God will allow him to do. And I come to tell somebody this morning, amen, I ain't letting him do no more. Some of you children of God, I'm tired of it today, and I'm telling you, we're not going to stand for it no more. We ain't had nobody get the Holy Ghost in a little while. quit. Show your hands up and quit. Oh, not me. Not me. You're probably one of them. But we wanted it at times in our walk with God. Amen. It seemed like the more we tried, the worse it got. The more we prayed, amen, the worse they got. The more we sought God, the worse they got. You know why the worse they got? It's because the Holy Ghost is working on them. And God says it's time to thank the Lamb. So the Lamb, there ain't no time to cry. Amen, no more for Andrew. Amen, it's time to lift up your hand. A year ago, I never would have thought that Brother Jeff Nell would be up here on the drums. But guess what? He is. Amen. And he didn't just get here on his own. He had to fight every step of the way. Amen. To get back to the church. Why? Because the enemy's out there to destroy. Amen. He'll burn your house. He'll burn your house. He'll destroy you. He'll destroy everything you got. He'll destroy your finances. He'll destroy everything. But he can't. The Bible said, not to fear him which can destroy the body, but fear him which can destroy both soul and body in hell. Amen. That I see God. And as long as I got God on my side, can I tell you I'm a winner? Well, I said, I'm a winner today. Jesus Christ in our life. Amen. We got something to go to heaven for. Amen. Brother Evans, you got something to go to heaven for. Amen. Because Cain is waiting on you. David. He sent for the ephod. And he said, I tell you what. God, I need your help right now. Has anybody ever sat down and just said, God, I need your help right now. God, I don't know what to do. I don't know which way to turn. I don't know which direction I'm supposed to be going. I don't know what to do. I'm about to go crazy. I'm about to lose my mind. And I don't know how to make it. Amen. But I want you to know, I've been through some stuff, and you've been through some stuff, and we've faced some devils, and we've faced some trials, and we've faced some heartaches, and we've faced some trials, but we ain't never one time, amen, let the devil cause us to throw in the towel. We kept holding on, amen, to God, and said, God, I need your help. Does anybody need God's help today? Amen. Amen. He's still yours. Amen. Curtis belongs to you. Amen. So quit crying. Quit staying awake at night worrying about whether you're going to get to hear from him or not. Amen. Just say, God, he belongs to me. And I have given him to you. And so I'm not going to cry no more. Amen. It's time to wipe the tears from your eyes. Because that kind of day that he's going to wipe all the tears from our eyes. We're never going to have another problem. We're never face another devil again. It's only time that we're going to stand victorious over death, hell, and the grave this evening. David said, shall I pursue? And the Lord said, pursue. Shall I overtake? And he said, overtake. Shall I recover? And the Lord said, recover all. You're not going to lose one hair on your wife's head. You're not going to lose one tear that fell from her eyes. Amen. Waiting for you. Wonder what they thought when David was out fighting the battle and they were there. Why couldn't he have been here? If David would have been here, This advertisement that took me away. But here I am. I'm in the hands of, I don't even know if I'll ever see David again. But you'll see him again because, amen, God said you're going to recover all. And when he went, amen, he asked that young man, that little young man stole the advertisement. He said, tell me where is that? Amen. He said, I'll tell you, but just don't kill me. I can't tell you that it wasn't in David's heart to kill him.
Yeah.
It was David's in his heart to kill him when the young man said, we just burnt Ziklag. Lord, he said, I'd recover all, so please help me to be kind right here. So that sometimes we don't know when to be kind. We don't know when. Amen. To step back and watch God move in the middle of everything we're going through. Amen. It's hard to see. It's hard to see the end of the tunnel. Amen. When darkness is all around you. But I come to tell you, people said, oh, when they died, they said, we saw a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. It ain't always heaven. Hello? It ain't always heaven. Because hell shines a bright light too.
All right. Come on.
Ain't always heaven.
Good.
But what was heaven to David was that God said, recover all.
That's right.
So he didn't have no problem about recovering it.
Right.
He just needed to know where the enemy's at. Sometimes the enemy will sneak around. He'll sneak around and he'll watch you. And he watches you when you He loves to see you when you're crying. He loves to see you when your tears are running down your face and you feel like God's nowhere near you. Devil likes to be sneaking in a corner and watching you. And then he pounces on you with everything he has. But somebody said it a while ago. Amen. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Well, I just wonder. Amen. Amen. Maybe the Lord, Sister Walker, he told the devil, said, have you considered my servant? Amen, Sister Walker. Have you considered her? He said, I've tried to get to her. I've tried to get through her husband. Amen. But can I tell you the best thing God ever done for you? And I'm not promoting, amen, anybody to not stay married. But the best thing God ever done for you was to get that man out of your life. Amen. To get him out of your life. Because, amen, God knew that this man was full of the devil and that he was going to destroy you in the process if he kept going.
Praise
God. God stepped in.
Yes.
I said, God stepped in. Didn't do it right away. Hello? Oh, some of y'all, if God don't do it right now, bless God, you'll quit. Ain't no time to quit. Don't give up on God. God don't move when you want him to. God don't move when every time you say move. Amen. God moves in his own free time. And all I got to be able to do is just wait on God. Amen. I found out. Amen. If I wait on God, amen, all of my battles are going to work out. Amen. I'm coming through victorious. I thought about things that's happened to me in the past. And I'm not just talking about, amen, in the past year, but things over my life that has happened to me and my wife. And we have went through, amen, if you call it, if there would be such a thing as people would say hell on earth, we've been through it. We've been run through the ringer. But can I tell you, we never one time said, Lord, I'm going to quit. Lord, I'm not going to serve you anymore. I heard the Bible say about a man, amen, that he went down, amen, was in a pit, amen, and the man, he said, I'm not going to worship God no more. undone. All of a sudden you'll feel the unction of the Holy Ghost get a hold of you, and God will begin to move in your life. You say, I ain't worshiping God no more. I ain't doing no more. Hallelujah. But Jeremiah said, it's like fire shut up in my bones. It's not on the inside that's working on the outside that's making a change in my life. David got down there and he slew the enemy. They were all over the place, dancing and having a ball. Is that where our world is today? They're dancing and they're having them a ball. Amen. Somebody said, hey, we ain't gonna go for nothing. Get on the Facebook and teaching, saying the church is gonna be gone. Amen. And those of us around here, I got news for you. You better lift up your head today when your redemption's about to draw nigh. And God's gonna handle in you. Are you hearing me? In the middle of any tribulation or anything else, God's gonna take care of us. Not one of David's 400 men lost their lives. Not one of them. And when they came back, this is the way the church is. When they came back to the Brook Bazaar, amen. Let me just back up a minute. When Moses led the children of Israel out of Egypt, the Lord spoke to Moses, and Moses went to tell him, go borrow any gold and silver you get. And they borrowed gold and silver. They bankrupt Egypt. Amen. With the gold and the silver. And they carried it. God allowed them not. They've been there over 400 years, but God allowed them, amen, to go out, amen, with something in their hand, amen, gold and silver that they took with them. And can I tell you today, amen, that when they got out there in the wilderness, and things didn't go just like they wanted it. At least they started crying. At least we had cucumbers and watermelons in Egypt. At least them Egyptians fed us. At least they gave us something to eat. And here we are out here with nothing to eat. And ain't a handful, it's 3 million people. Moses goes to God. God sent them down manna from heaven. He said, go out and gather what you need today. You don't have to worry about tomorrow because you'll have some fresh out there tomorrow. You won't have to eat leftovers. You'll have fresh tomorrow. So they took him to the homes and what they were going to eat for the day. And then the next day they go out there. And then, you know, the first day they were looking and saying, what is it? What is it? What is that? What is it? God sent manna. And that's what it meant. What is that? Manna, what is it? I'll tell you what it is. It was fresh bread. Amen. From the throne room of God. God fed his children. But that wasn't good enough. Then he sent them quail. Anybody ever eat some good old quail? They taste good. But they eat quail. And next thing you know, they're complaining again.
Right.
So God let them eat quail until they come out their nose.
Amen.
I mean, they ate quail until it was running out their nostrils. Amen. Be careful what you ask God for. God is a prayer answering God.
Amen.
And he answered David. David slew them Amalekites. And he came back to the brook. And this is what they said. Now these men, maybe some of them had even fallen and saved their lives. Maybe they hadn't even saved their lives when they came back. Or when they were out in battle before they got back to Ziklag. But when they're at the brook, they said they don't deserve to have part of this. You know what David did? He come back, and this is what David did to the 200 that was, amen, that was not able to go to battle. David come back and he said, he saluted them, and he gave them part of all of the spoil that was given. And can I tell you, it's time to rebuild what the devil's tore down in your life. It's time to rebuild and restore back what's been taken from you. Amen. Our children have been taken from us. I'm not giving them to the devil tonight. Are you hearing me? I'm not giving them to Satan tonight. I'm going on the battlefield and I'll fight. They may be drinking and eating and giving me mad, but I'll fight for them until the very breath of life that I've got in me. I'll fight for my son. I'll fight for my daughter. I'll fight for my grandchildren. I'll fight for my great-grandbabies. I'm going to fight for my family. And how am I going to do that? I'm going to get a hold of God in prayer. And God said he would answer if I call. Hello, somebody. He said, I'll answer if you call. Did he tell my hand? Some of you just like me, you got families that need God. Brother Daniel, you're blessed to have your family in the house of God with you. You're blessed. Not all of us are that blessed. Amen. But just keep training them up in the ways of the Lord. And when they get old, they won't turn from. Listen, you'll never make my son, amen, ever go to any other doctor. If he comes back, he'll always be out of stock.
Right.
If my daughter comes back to God, she'll come back to an apostolic church. Because
yeah.
I have taught them.
Right.
My daughter, when she was about 10 years old, amen, called me into the school, told me I had to quit letting my daughter preach to the kids. And I said, well, my daughter's not a preacher. My daughter don't preach, but she tells the truth. And she told them like Daddy used to. I used to get up and I'd tell them, bless God, if you ain't baptized in Jesus' name, you're going to hell. That's the way I did it. That's the way I taught. So that's the way I taught my kids. And guess what? My daughter went to school and she started telling them, if you don't get baptized, Jesus' name, you're going to hell. They said, your daughter can't, you got to tell your daughter to quit doing that. I said, I can't tell her to quit because I taught her to do it. This time, listen, David came back and he regained all. Everybody got their children back. Everybody got their sons and their daughters. Even the men that weren't able to fight, they got their children back. It's when everybody, when the 400 came together and began to fight, they got your children back. They got my children back. Amen. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me today? Now I begin to think about David in another place. Over in the book of Psalms 137. Amen. They had been captured by the enemy. And they said this, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps. Listen, it ain't time to hang the harps upon the willows. But he said, we hung our harps on the willows, upon the willows, in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive. Listen to what they wanted them to do. They required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. And they all said, how can we sing, amen, the Lord's song in a strange land? If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her coming. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. This is what's going on in our land today. We're preferring our chief joy above the Lord.
Amen.
Are you hearing me? We're putting our things, what I want, above what God wants. And it's time to put what God wants above our wants. Because the enemy will come in. And he'll come in like a flood. But the Spirit, somebody said the Spirit will raise up a standard against him. Hallelujah. I said the Spirit, when I'm feeble and can't do on my own, the Spirit that's in me will raise up, amen, against him for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Remember, Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem, who said, race it. That's not R-A-C-E, but it's R-A-S-E. Race it. You know what that means? That means to destroy all of it. That means to destroy even to the foundation, destroy it. God, destroy my enemy. Destroy those that persecute me, that falsely accuse me. People are still, when they talk to somebody, amen, I won't call no names, there's no need to name calling. But some that left me, amen, a few years back, they're still calling people and telling them lies after lies after lies. I just say, God, race it. Race it. Destroy what they're doing against me.
Right.
Yes. Amen.
For you are my shelter, yes, in the storm.
Right.
You are my fortress when all the enemies coming in. You are a high tower unto me.
Yes.
And the righteous runneth into it and are safe. Yes. Amen. There is safety in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you hearing me? I'm not just saying in the name of Jesus. It is, but I'm saying in the name of Jesus Christ. There is safety, amen, from your enemy. Amen. Those that would do you wrong, amen, God said, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. Is that what he said? O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou has served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stone. We're living in a crucial hour.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They just went in, cut little babies' heads off. Cut little babies' heads off, rape the mothers, and then kill them. Are you hearing me? We're living in a crucial time.
Yes, we are.
2 Samuel, and I'll try to close here. 2 Samuel 23, verse 15, David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me a drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the three mighty men break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out upon the ground. David said, "I can't drink it, because it's water too precious to drink." Amen. That three mighty men would risk their lives. When they heard me say, "I wish I had a drink from that well of Bethlehem by the gate. Oh, if I could just have a drink, it sure would be fine." And they heard David, and they went through, amen, to the host of the Philistine, went there and drew David a drink of that water. We need to go into the enemy's camp. We need to go into the enemy's camp. And we need to draw in the enemy's camp some water and bring it back and give it to our children. That water is the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm not saying the water from that well was, but I'm telling you the water I'm talking about today, it is a well in you that's springing up into everlasting. I heard the Word of God say, amen, that if you, Jesus told his disciples, "Go into town and I'll sit here on this well." And when he sat on the well, children, here came a woman. And the woman, Jesus said to her, "Have I drawn me a drink of that water from the well?" She said, "How is it that you being a Jew and I'm a Samaritan? We don't have no dealings with one another." And Jesus said to her, "If thou knewest the gift of God,"
right?
Because Jesus already told her who she was, that he already knew who she was. Because he said, "You've had five husbands and the one you got now is not your own." Did you hear me? Listen to this part. Jesus said, "If thou knewest who it was that asked you for a drink, you would have asked of me, and I would give you living water right, that you never thirst again."
Amen.
I heard the woman say, "Give me this water."
Yes. Right.
Amen. That she never would thirst again.
Amen.
Thank God for that water tonight. Thank God for that Holy Ghost water that's dwelling on the inside of us. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. And he went on to say, and he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of men that went in jeopardy of their lives?" Therefore, he would not drink it. These things did these three men, mighty men. I know some mighty men that live for God. I know a man by the name of Noe Wheelbanks. He was a little bit short fellow, about like this. Skinny. Wasn't much to look at. But Brother Hooten, that little old short fellow, you talk about a preaching machine, but he could preach. And he's on his way one night to a Brush Harbor meeting. Anybody ever been to a Brush Harbor meeting? That's right before y'all's time, I guess. But I've been to them. I preached 11 night Brush Harbor meeting in Coloma, Michigan. I preached for Brother Wilkett up there. I preached 11 nights in that meeting. And so, but he was on his way to a Brush Harbor meeting because he had to preach. And on the way there, 4 or 6 men grabbed him and threw him to the ground and beat him. And one even pulled out a gun. How many know that they can hold a gun on you, but they can't shoot you if God don't want you to die? And they pulled out a gun, Brother Knowles, and they said, "Don't shoot him. He's learned his lesson. Let him go." They let him up, and that little old bitty short dude took off running as fast as he could. They said, "Look at him run." And boy, he's scared, slapped to death. He wasn't scared. He knew in 15 minutes he had to be on. He had to be behind the pulpit in that Brush Harbor meeting, preaching the Word of God. And he was running with everything he had to get there on time,
right,
to worship and to preach. And men stood out there in the background, in the woods, edge of the woods. They stood out there and they stood and heard him preach. 4 of them came out of the woods, came down at a Brush Harbor meeting, fell on their face before God, and cried out and prayed through to the Holy Ghost, and become missionaries on the foreign fields for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's mine. It's still mine. Some of you are not as joyful. I'm not talking to everybody now. I'm talking to us. Some of you are not as full of joy as you was years ago.
Amen.
I'll tell you what's happened. You've allowed Satan to steal that joy from you. Can somebody say it's still mine? And I'm not turning it loose. I'm not letting the devil push me around any longer. I heard somebody went to a church one Sunday. They went to the door. Big, nice church. And they went to the door. And when they went to the door, somebody met them at the door and said, "I'm sorry, sir, but I can't let you in." He said, "Why?" "Because you're not dressed right. You don't have a suit on. You don't have nice clothes on. God send us them off the streets. God send us them off the streets. Send them, amen, with holes in their pockets and holes in their pants and holes in their shirts. Send them to Dundee Boss. Send them to us." And of course today, you don't know, because some of them, they got clothes out there and they've got holes all in them, and they're paying double what I pay for a pair of pants. You got to know for sure who's poor and who ain't. Some of them rich people wearing them holes in their pants.
That's right. I see them all the time.
My brother's got my hand-me-downs. Brother Joe used to get my hand-me-downs. Used to get my clothes until I got bigger and all the rest of them, and they couldn't wear them no more. But can I tell you, boy told me, said, "You can't come in. You don't look right. We need God to send us a church full of harlots."
Right.
Former and a bunch of adulterers in
here.
I see some of you. I ain't sitting on the same people. Honey, I'll hug the neck. I'll give them a kiss on the cheek. I'll let them know that this is the very place that they need to be. For Satan has taken them, and it still belongs to them, but Satan took it away. It's time for them to go get it back. Time to go get it back. I said it's time to go get it back. If Satan has been on your case, and he has, if he ain't bothering you, there's something wrong with you. Because Satan is trying his best to destroy. If he can destroy the family, he'll destroy it. If he'll cause children, and the Bible teaches us that he'll cause children to turn against their parents. Amen. Thank God the one Hamas son turned on his own daddy over there. Thank God he turned against him. Amen. He got out of that. He'd been out of it for years and years. Because he didn't believe what his daddy and him was doing. But he said it's a religion. It's a religion. It's not political. It's a religion. Well, I want you to know something. We don't have religion. Are you hearing me? We don't have religion. We have salvation. That's what we have. Amen. Every religion there is going on out there. And I'm not even saying the word apostolic is in the Bible. But we teach and we preach the apostles' doctrine. And we'll fight for this till Jesus comes for the church. Amen. Stand with me if you will. Hallelujah. Never thought what it's going to go. But went the way I guess God wanted it to go. Hallelujah. What's it going to take, preacher? Let me ask you a question. What's it going to take for us to get people to the altars? What's it going to take? Is it going to take a real piano playing person? Is it going to take guitar players? Is it going to take an organ player? What's it going to take? While Peter yet preached the word, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard it. And they said in Acts 2 and 37, they were pricked in their heart. He said, men and brethren, what shall we do? They already accused them of coming out of the upper room drunk. They weren't drunk, as you suppose. They weren't drunk on Jack Daniel. They weren't drunk on Caesar. They weren't drunk on Budweiser. They was full of the Holy Ghost. They wasn't drunk. And when we get carried away in the Holy Ghost, we don't always walk straight. We get carried away. But the Holy Ghost wants to turn you around today. You can't fight this by yourself. Young people, you hear this. You cannot fight this by yourself. Peter told me, he said, when I get it straight, I'll come to church. You'll never get it straight. You can't get the Holy Ghost back there by yourself. You've got to come to God. Give it to the Lord. Give him everything. Be willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. To get. And what's that ultimate sacrifice? Is surrender your life fully over to the Lord Jesus Christ. And He will fill you with the Holy Ghost. It's real. If you ever get it, You'll ask yourself, why didn't I try to get this a long time ago?
Yes, yes.
You'll ask yourself, why did I wait so long? But now tell you, it's time for us to pray our young people through with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes, amen.
Somebody said, oh, you can't get up there and pray. Hold on and one hop and let go.
I said,
hold on and let go at the same time. You can get it. Hello? But we need to pray. Amen. Our young people need the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen.
And there's some folks. There's some elder folks that need the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and not only that, there's some elder folks that need a renewing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Are you hearing it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
Let's don't put it all on the young people. Thank the rest of on them. But I'll tell you one thing, they did it. They'll be shouting and singing all like you did when you got it. They'll be worshiping God like you did when you got it. And it's time to get back.
Yes.
In closing, the Bible said, stand in the old path where he is the good one. And they said, we will not walk therein. A lot of folks don't want this. But there's somebody out there that does. Somebody out there is trying to stand. Praying that God send somebody.
Amen.
God bring them into this church. Help us to win the lost at whatever cost it is. Amen. Don't forget Tuesday night prayer. Amen. Everybody that can come for prayer, come Tuesday night. And Brother Hooten will be teaching on prayer on Wednesday night. Amen. And we're going to preach several more services on prayer. And I'll tell you, when we get it together in prayer, you won't have to pray God there, young people with the Holy Ghost.
Right.
It'll jump on.
Yeah.
I said, they get on.
All right.
They don't say get on like white on rice.
That's right.
It'll get on. Praise God. All my
spirit.
Anybody need prayer today before we close? And then let's continue to pray for Sister Taylor. Talked to her this morning. She's still real sick. I don't know if it's another case of the flu or whatever it is. But let's pray for her that God will touch her, heal her body. And God has healed her time and time again, and do it again.
Amen.
Somebody say, He'll do it again.
He'll do it again.
Amen. That's